Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block office. As local accountants retire, many taxpayers are left wondering where to turn. H&R Block is ready when you need a trusted expert. With experienced tax professionals, your local H&R Block delivers reliable help year after year, no matter how the tax laws change. You'll get knowledgeable service, clear pricing, and flexible options to file. So if your old tax preparer is stepping away, step confidently into tax season with H&R Block. Trusted expertise that's here to stay. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, January 29th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles School District teachers protest 1% cost of living adjustment. Vehicle fire blocks traffic on Highway 41. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today, highs in the mid-upper 60s. It's 36 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Berlager Excavation, serving the Central Coast for 28 years, 805-674-5141. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. Teachers and members of the Paso Robles Public Educators Union packed at Tuesday's Paso Robles School Board meeting. PRP was there to protest a 1% salary increase and 1% off-schedule one-time payment that was previously offered by district administration during labor negotiations. Many speakers cited working multiple jobs just to make ends meet and how a 1% increase would not cover the rising cost of living.
The financial reality of working in this district is unsustainable. Living in an area with a severe shortage of affordable housing, nearly three quarters of my income goes directly to rent and basic living expenses. This leaves little to no margin to engage meaningfully in the community, attend after-school events, invest in my classroom, or invest in myself as an educator. Despite careful budgeting, I am unable to make ends meet without outside financial support, which is both humbling and disheartening as a full-time professional.
According to the PRPA's website, they initially proposed a 5% raise and a district contribution to the health benefit cap. The school board discussed labor negotiations further during closed session after receiving public comment. No action was reported when they reconvened to open session. Vehicle fire blocks traffic on Highway 41. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:09.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385, 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. A vehicle fire on Highway 41 east of Atascadero blocked traffic in both directions for several hours. CHP received the report of the fire at about 10:34 a.m. near Roadrunner Lane in the Atascadero area. CHP's incident page said a white Dodge Ram was fully engulfed in flames on the roadside. Both directions of Highway 41 near Roadrunner Lane were closed, reopened later at about 1 p.m. The city of Atascadero has officially released its 2026 event calendar, allowing residents to plan activities with family and friends. More than two dozen events are planned throughout the year, including the Central Coast Craft Beer Festival, Saturday in the Park Concert Series, Holiday Boutique, Light Up the Downtown, and New Year's Eve. More information for each of these events, both free and ticketed, can be found at visitatascadero.com. Interested vendors, bands for performances, or sponsors are encouraged to contact the city at 805-470-3360 or emailing events@atascadero.org. The City of Paso Robles invites community members to attend Coffee with the City, formerly Coffee with the City Manager. The next session will take place this Friday, January 30th at 7:30 a.m., held in the Patina Room at Cal Coast Brewer, 1346 Railroad Street. Coffee with the City is an informative and informal community meeting designed to provide residents with insight into current issues and topics. Each session of Coffee with the City is scheduled for approximately 1 hour. Key topics for the January 30th meeting include looking back at key accomplishments in 2025, looking ahead at priorities for 2026, and introductions to staff members added over the past year. No registration for the event is required. In sports for the NBA, yesterday the Warriors beat the Jazz 140-124, the Cavaliers over the Lakers 129-99, the Hornets beat the Grizzlies 112-97, the Timberwolves over the Mavericks 118-105. Tonight, the Kings will face the 76ers, the Pistons will face the Suns. The Thunder will go against the Timberwolves. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:12.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, this week, sheep producers from across the country are here in Reno, Nevada for the 2026 American Sheep Industry Association's annual convention. ASI President and Montana producer Ben LaFelt says it's going to be a busy week, covering some very important topics for U.S. sheep producers.
We've got a great convention planned here. We've got a lot of updates for the members. We're working on that 201 case. We've got some updates there fresh, just this last week from D.C. on that. We've got some wool industry. We've had some members that have on some producer boards across the globe with IWTO, so that's exciting, and I think we're going to build on that. The Lamb board is meeting here. They'll elect their officers. They always have a great schedule of events there. We're also going to hear from Representative Amaday from Nevada. He's going to deliver a message really pro lamb and take that back to D.C. for us.
Now, this year's ASI convention runs through this Saturday here at the Atlantis Casino in Reno, Nevada. For complete schedule, you can jump online and visit sheepusa.org.
No frills, no gimmicks, no excuses, no second chances. That's the philosophy here with us at Durbin Creek Herefords. If you're looking to add premium Hereford genetics, come join us February 4th in Worland, Wyoming for our 14th annual production sale. We will feature 100 two-year-old PAP-tested Hereford bulls, 200 F1 baldy heifer calves, and 8 registered Hereford heifer calves. Find us on Facebook at Durbin Creek Registered Herefords or our website, durbincreekranch.com. Cattle for commercial cowmen from commercial cowmen.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
New year, new keys? Look, if I'm making resolutions, win more money is absolutely on the list. Every Thursday in January from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., three winners every hour can win Tatchy Cash or cash. Then at 8 p.m., one lucky winner scores a prize and $5,000 in cash. So yeah, drink more water is cool, but new gear and $5,000 feels like a real new year upgrade. It's keys and cash only at the Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Savage Spirits and Deli on 21st and Spring wants every military person to know that you get a discount at their store. They appreciate your service and our freedom. Savage is home to the Bearcat Sandwich, the Boys in Blue, and the mouth-watering fresh barbecue tri-tip every day. Be sure to ask for your discount for active military and veterans. Savage Spirits and Deli on the corner of 21st and Spring in Paso Robles.
KPRL News continues at 6:16. In California news, Scotty's Castle, a landmark in Death Valley National Park, has reopened for limited tours after 10 years. The castle is a 1920s vacation home for a millionaire couple and was a top attraction at the national park before it had been closed due to flood repairs. San Jose's mayor, Matt Mahan, has announced he will run for California governor. San Jose is the state's third largest city, and the gubernatorial election for 2026 in California is currently stacked with over two dozen candidates. Food and Farm News is brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet, faster than satellite and DSL, with no data limits. 805-995-4181. California farmers who grow fruit for canned products suffered a major setback this month as Del Monte Foods announced plans to close its only remaining cannery in the state. The cannery's closure will reportedly affect roughly 600 employees and 1,200 seasonal workers in Modesto. The closure ends Del Monte's more than 100-year history as a processor of California-grown fruits and vegetables, potentially leaving scores of farmers without a buyer for their produce. It's difficult, said Ranjit David, who grows Kling peaches in Sutter County and chairs the California Canning Peach Association's board of directors. Growers are very upset about the situation. In recent years, Del Monte contracted about 35% of California's Kling peaches. Farmers who planned fruit orchards under long-term contracts with Del Monte said they were weighing their options and bracing for steep losses. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Plenty of sunshine today, highs in the upper 60s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear to partly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the mid-30s, southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the low 70s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly sunny on Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday and Monday, sunny on Tuesday through Thursday next week. Mid-70s Saturday, low 70s Sunday, upper 60s Monday, low 70s on Tuesday, mid-70s Wednesday, 75 a week from today. Currently, it is 36 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:19.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Happy New Year!
Hi, Lindsay here from K. John's Jewelry Company. Today, we're inviting you into a new chapter of our story. After many years of carrying extraordinary designers, we feel it's time to create jewelry that reflects our vision. Designs made by us, for you. After decades of showcasing designers we admire, it's time for K. John's to create something deeply personal. Our own jewelry designs, crafted with the love and experience this community has given us. K. John's is embarking on a new chapter, one built on our own creativity and our own craftsmanship. After years of partnering with incredible designers, we're excited to introduce our very own K. John's designs in the coming year.
Happy New Year!
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
More signs the job market is holding up. The number of new claims for unemployment benefits declined by 1,000 in the week ending January 24th to 209,000. Economists were predicting 205,000. The previous week's reading was revised slightly higher. Continuing claims, though still receiving benefits, declined to 1.82 million for the week ending January 17th. Forecast was for 1.86 million. Federal Reserve policymakers decided this week to leave interest rates unchanged. And Southwest Airlines stock is surging as investors cheer the end of its five-decade-old open seating policy. The major low-cost carrier also forecasting a jump in its 2026 profits, well above analyst expectations. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
New Year's resolutions sound great on January 1st, but January 10th, not so much. This year, there's one resolution worth keeping: getting your finances in order. For many people, that starts with balance. Not just growth, but protection too. And that's where Noble Gold Investments comes in. For over a decade, they've made it easy for investors to add gold and silver to their portfolios and reduce market risk. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Do you know someone that's working on redoing their yard? Steve Schmidt Topsoil has gift certificates for the do-it-yourselfer in your life. They deliver DG, road base, planter mix for the garden, and products for erosion control for cooler, wetter weather. Give the gift of a beautifully landscaped home. Call Steve Schmidt Topsoil, 805-237-0174, or stop by the Little Red Caboose off the 101.
Unwind with Social Hour at Cella Restaurante and Bar inside Allegretto Vineyard Resort. Monday through Thursday from 3 to 5, enjoy $5 draft beer, $10 draft wine and margarita pizza, and $14 barrel-aged cocktails crafted with locally sourced ingredients. You'll find a thoughtful mix of local and imported draft wines, local craft beers, and cocktails aged for 30 days for exceptional depth and flavor. Let the Paso evenings begin.
From the North County to the South County, it's Story Termite and Pest Control Service.
Rats in my room! I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
No matter how big the problem, Story Termite will get the job done, providing thorough professional expertise for all your home pest control needs. Story Termite has over 33 years of experience and for 5 years in a row has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. Call 805-460-0650.
Fly in my eye, a goat in my boat, a bear in my hair. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Call 805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my eye, a goat in my boat, snakes in my case.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Emailing to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech, ready to go. And it's brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore, the perfect Central Valley staycation. 238-5775, which you can text that, 238-KPRL, on your Thursday edition here on The Right Choice. Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, sound off, Karen. What's going on with the CDS in our CDC, CSD in Templeton? Murray Powell will be in and talk about the issues. The issues. All right, we got a hot one that came in just as the news was wrapping up this morning. Teacher salary. Oh, boy. Here we go. So let's see here. On the email. So, once again, the teachers are complaining about the cost of living. How many of them continue to vote for causes or politicians that raise taxes on all of us? From what I can get, the average salary for teachers in the district is between $67,000 and $86,000, above the average salary in Paso Robles. And what are the results? Failure. Just look at the numbers. This school district is in financial trouble, and you want more money. Sounds like they didn't take math either. And there may be another school bond, which if passed, would raise the cost of living for all of us. How did some of you even get a degree? All right, well, thank you for the email. Always appreciate all the correspondence one way or the other. Let's see here. On the text, any money to Paso Robles School supports the teachers' unions. Well, this kind of alludes to it here when the reference of causes or politicians that raise the taxes on all of us, which increase the cost of living. So, how many of you, if you're failing at your job, get a raise or the results of your job that it's not you're not being productive? I would doubt seriously that takes place. Matter of fact, some of you or many of us in our experience, if we're not producing or they don't have the money, you gone. All right, speaking of money, let's see here. I had something else. It has to do with the money, and where did it go? Oh, this is your County Board of Supervisors. I don't know if you are aware of this, but the supervisors, some of them, including little Jimmy, suggested that giving funds, that means your taxpayer money, to organizations working to help immigrants. He said he agreed with everything Gibson wanted to do. Gibson said the county needs distance from the Trump administration while working how far they could go. Gibson has suggested barring ICE from non-public parts of the county, making the jail lobby private, barring ICE from commandeering county facilities, and requiring the sheriff to increase reporting on interactions with ICE. Yep, put more paperwork on your law enforcement. They're thin enough, and you want to keep doing this. So I'm going to play something here, and it's from, I'll just say, one political party's messiah. Okay, and maybe this should be played, although I don't think we could do that anymore at Board of Supervisors because they don't allow us to use the property, our own money. So here is the messiah talking about the issue of the day, so to speak.
There are those in the immigrants' rights community who have argued passionately that we should simply provide those who are illegally with legal status or at least ignore the laws on the books and put an end to deportation until we have better laws. And often this argument is framed in moral terms. Why should we punish people who are just trying to earn a living? I recognize the sense of compassion that drives this argument. But I believe such an indiscriminate approach would be both unwise and unfair. It would suggest to those thinking about coming here illegally that there will be no repercussions for such a decision. And this could lead to a surge in more illegal immigration. And it would also ignore the millions of people around the world who are waiting in line to come here legally. Ultimately, our nation, like all nations, has the right and obligation to control its borders and set laws for residency and citizenship. And no matter how decent they are, no matter their reasons, the 11 million who broke these laws should be held accountable.
Imagine that. That's from the Messiah himself talking about it. Now, not recently, of course, but let's play that in front of the Board of Supervisors or any city council or any of these groups and organizations. So, anyway, maybe you have some thoughts on that. Also, I saw something here from the meeting the other day where Supervisor Pichon, again, another one of these nice little heartbreaking stories that we all like. He spoke of two children who are U.S. citizens who were left behind when their father was arrested in San Miguel. Doesn't say what he was arrested for, but he was arrested. I guess we shouldn't arrest him because he has two kids. Pichon suggested having social services provide help. Again, this is more of our tax money. This is more of our tax money by people who, well, let me back up. Maybe the example set by their father being arrested, who I'm guessing here is not a citizen, but the kids are, sends a message to these kids and others. Do things the right way, no problem. If you've got issues, you got problems. The rest of us continue to keep paying for this. I wonder what the teachers' union here in the Paso Robles area thought of this supervisors' meeting the other day. Are they in favor of ICE? Or are they against ICE? That would be a fun question to find out. All right, also here on the email, California Supreme Court strikes down Huntington Beach voter ID. The California Supreme Court refused Wednesday to allow a city to require voters to show photo identification at the polls, striking down a law that had taken effect after the city voters approved it nearly 2 years ago. But the issue may soon be before voters statewide. The California Supreme Court refused Wednesday to allow a city to require voters to show photo identification at the polls, striking down a law that had taken effect in the city after voters approved it. But the issue may soon before the voters statewide. We were talking yesterday a little bit about some petitions that are out there. They are available at the Republican headquarters in Atascadero. One has to do with the Prop 13 and also the one here on the voters' ID statewide. So if it goes to the polls, let's see what happens here in the state of California. And also some employees in the state of California, something has come up that California state employees, they are alarmed by demand to prove their citizenship. About 4,000 California Department of Public Health employees have been told they must use a federal verification system to prove they're citizens. And they're not happy about it. They're not happy about it. Rest of us have to, but I guess they don't. As at other U.S. employees, all new California Health Department employees complete a federal I-9 form to prove their citizenship. Now, the department is now asking him to enroll in E-Verify, a program administrated by the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services and the Social Security Administration. Now, this system compares information provided by an employee on the I-1 to records in federal information bases, including at the Social Security and Department of Homeland Security. So in some of these cases, it prompts employers to compare each applicant's identification document photo with the one they're provided during the E-Verify process. They don't like it. And of course, it's a union. And this guy, you know, comes up with the infringement privacy issues and so forth and so on. Well, don't take the job. Don't take the job. So they don't want the verification. Okay. That seems to be an issue that hopefully it'll come to fruition as far as the public being aware and being able to do something about that. So anyway, you got a couple of things that are just going on out there. The Board of Supervisors, the Paso Robles School District, and the state of California itself, and the nation, and so forth and so on. So anyway, maybe again you have some thoughts regarding some of these issues or others. Let's see here. On the text, absolutely no money for a school district that has not been able to provide proper education and has been unwilling to show the public completely of what their budget and how much money they spend. Also on the text, give a man a fish, feed him for a day, deport the man, never have to feed him again. Oh, you rascals. Okay, let's see here. What else do we have here? Another text on, let's see here. Guy out in front. Oh, no, that came in twice. I don't know why that has to do with the Albertsons and the petitions. Okay, so. All right, well, that looks like it's about it for this segment this morning here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM. We're going to head this way, and local news headlines, Fox News update. We'll have a, well, complete look at the weather, and there's not much on the sports today except some updates on what's going on in the Super Bowl. Still have not received information from Westwood One on the exact times that we will we will start the broadcast of the Super Bowl, and I think I know why, because they're broadcasting the that Pro Bowl thing that they have, so they'll probably have it for us next Monday. But we will be airing the Super Bowl and all the stuff that comes before it on the Sunday, not this Sunday, the following Sunday.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. Teachers and members of the Paso Robles Public Educators Union packed a Tuesday school board meeting with a protest to a 1% salary increase and 1% schedule one-time payment as a cost of living adjustment. This is lower than the 5% increase proposed by the union. The school board took no reportable action after convening to closed session. A vehicle fire on Highway 41 east of Atascadero blocked traffic in both directions for several hours yesterday. CHP received the report of the fire at about 10:30 a.m. near Roadrunner Lane. Both lanes were closed and reopened later at about 1 p.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny today, highs in the upper 60s. It's 37 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. Democrats threatening to force another government shutdown on Friday by refusing to vote for a bill funding the Homeland Security Department, citing concerns about ICE's immigration enforcement. Fox's Jackie Heinrich.
Their demands ending roving ICE patrols, establish a uniform code of conduct consistent with state and local law, including independent investigations into violations, and prohibit federal agents from wearing masks and require them to use body cameras.
The death toll from a severe winter storm is up to 7 in Mississippi.
Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves says crews are still working to clear the interstates as parts of I-55 and I-22 are closed overnight due to temperature drops that freeze over lingering snow and ice each night. Reeves says more stormy cold weather is incoming.
And Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. America's listening to Fox News.
We're here to help At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
We ask Nick Medeiros, CPA in Atascadero, what's new as we prepare our taxes?
We've got some big upcoming changes courtesy of the big, beautiful bill that was signed back in the summer. How it's going to impact folks and answering questions on that, because it was passed so fast. There's going to be some things that people like and maybe some things folks don't like. They did address some key issues that were the fallout of the previous, call it Trump bill, back in 2017. So they did address one big issue, which was the salt limitation. That's been increased, so that's going to help some folks coming up here. And I know the president touted three key factors he wanted to do with no tax on tips, overtime, Social Security. They got two of those, subject to income limits, because there's always income limits and phase outs on things. And there was a kind of a compromise on Social Security. So those are going to be probably the major points of that bill that affect a lot of people.
Nick Medeiros, CPA, 805-466-7249.
The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM, as we get ready for this.
North County weather.
And it is brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero. They've been serving you since 1979 at the location 8300 El Camino Real. Well, lots of sunshine today, highs in the upper 60s. I mean, we have the usual clouds in the morning. Clear for the most part tonight and overnight, lows in the mid-30s. Intervals of clouds and sunshine on your Friday, with highs in the low 70s, mid-70s on your Saturday, Sunday low 70s, upper 60s Monday, low 70s on Tuesday, mid-70s Wednesday, Thursday sunny, mid-70s again. No rain in the forecast. Today's UV index will be 3, up and down, 7:06 a.m., 5:28 p.m. We are at 36 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical. Atascadero, offering quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. All right, lots of time here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM. As we move along on this Thursday edition, let's see here, 16 minutes away from 7.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
World Famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. Simply go to AtascaderoGunShop.com. Okay, checking in to see if there's any animals out there on the highways and byways. Winged or webbed, two-footed or more, and get them home where they need to be. And that's home, safe and sound, and nice and warm. Nice and warm. It's under the cover time of the year for some, if you allow so. Your pets allowed to go under the covers?
They don't like going under the covers. Well,
they don't?
Pets, plural, but it's just the one cat. No, she does not like under the covers one bit.
Whoa. That's kind of weird. Most cats, well, I'm just assuming because both ours like to do that.
I guess every cat's different.
Yeah, they are.
She likes to be on, you know, the covers and the blankets, but never under them.
Okay. All right, well. Ours, like I said, they like to do that. Even on, we've got some of the covers on the furniture to keep the fur off. They go under those. So, in other words, you really can't stop them from doing what they want to do.
No.
That's basically what it comes down to.
Pretty much.
That's why they are cats. All right, let's see here. Nothing to report if you lose one or find one. But, Chris, here's something. Let's see here. There are basically, not well, how could they say basically and make it scientific? I don't know. All right, so let me change this here. How do I do this? All right, I'll just say this. I'm having a tough one with this one.
Wow, you're having a tough time asking the question. Imagine what it's going to be like for me to answer it.
Well, it may be an easy answer. I'm just screwing it up. That's all.
Okay.
All right. I'll change the wording on this to simplify it, even though I don't agree with the wording on it, because if this is supposed to be scientific, I don't agree with the word basic. Basically, there's only two things on your body that grow very little, or if any, after birth.
Huh. Okay. Two things that grow very little or not at all after birth.
You know, I'm calling body parts things.
Right. Well, I'm guessing one of them would probably be teeth. I'm guessing, anyway.
No, because you lose your teeth.
You lose your teeth, but do they actually grow that much?
I don't know. Some people have bigger...
They grow out, but I don't know.
Did you ever see the Osmonds?
No, I haven't.
Okay, man. They've got like 90 teeth in their mouth, and they're huge.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to think of something else then. I'm going to go with the eyes.
Yes. Human eyeballs grow very, if little, after birth, and also the inner earlobe.
The inner earlobe also kind of makes sense.
Okay. I didn't know. Well, I wonder what Marty Feldman must have looked at as a kid. You don't know who he is, but he's one of these guys that have those real big eyes. And that must have been frightening when he was born. You know, like those scary eyes, you know, those really big monster-looking eyes.
Those bug eyes is what you sometimes call them.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, boy, I'd like to see photos of him when he was a kid. It's like, eek. Oh, my gosh. Oh, isn't he cute? No. Hideous. He's not mine. Not mine. All right. Atascadero. Let me see here. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero. They are your San Luis Obispo County wide approved concealed carry training team. All righty. Let's see here. We have 12 minutes away from 7 o'clock here at the Right Choice. Jumping to. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and of course the One Niner Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Let's see here. According to data from the United States Census Bureau, what is the most common street name? Anyone?
I'm thinking if I want to write something down.
According to the United States Census Bureau, what is the most common street name in the United States of America? All right. If you think you know that, turning away from the microphone here to get something. All right. To the phone line we go. Hi, good morning.
Yes, Main Street.
No, not down on Main Street. Nope, not Main Street.
Well, I have to thank that caller because that was going to be my guess. Now I can narrow it down a little more.
All right, well, I'll tell you, you'll be surprised where Main Street is on this list. Because when I was spending hours yesterday after work thinking of a question, this was my first one because I originally thought, you know, that's going to be too easy. But I did a little double checking here just to see. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I think it's 2nd Street.
Would you like to answer that question again?
2nd Street.
Yes, 2nd Street is the most. They don't give a number. You give a number of, how many there are, but according to the Bureau, that's it. May I have your name, please?
Anna Homan. I think there's the 2nd Street in every town.
Don't know. Do you remember all the streets or addresses that you have lived?
Basically, yes. I can tell you the streets, but sometimes the numbers I don't remember.
Is this all California?
No, it was Alaska. It was California. It was Puerto Rico. Different, you know.
Okay, so you had a lot of different names than most people.
Yeah.
Okay. How about, let me try this one. Do you remember any of your phone numbers from when you were a kid?
Yes. My mom just gave up her phone not very long ago when she, had to give up her home, but we had that same number for, 60, 70 years.
Whoa! Okay, well, it's funny how certain numbers just stick in our minds for whatever reason.
I know. But I'm so old, there's not much sticking in my mind anymore.
Well, I still remember our first known number, because you probably remember this. It was Greenleaf, GR67409. Remember when you had the prefixes?
Yeah.
And then I still remember my first locker I got in school. The combination was 1492. I remembered that from Christopher Columbus. And that's it. I can't tell you my cell phone number.
Well, that's because you never call it.
Thank you so much for saying that, because when people, and they look at me like, one, you're an idiot, and I say exactly what you, I said, well, I never call my cell number, so I don't know it. I barely know our home number. I mean, I have to double check on that, so maybe that has to do with age, too. All right, Anna, yeah. We have you down as a qualifier. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
My guess was going to be First Street, so why is Second Street number one and First Street isn't?
They don't go into great detail on this.
You get the logic, though, right? Like, if there's a Second Street, there's probably a First Street.
Okay, so there is an explanation here.
Okay, what is it?
And there is, I just found a number. Okay, Second Street is the most common street name in the United States with over 10,000 of them. While Main Street is iconic, Second is more prevalent because First Street is often replaced by Main Street.
Oh, okay.
All right. So according to this list here from the United States Census Bureau, or senseless, most common street names in the United States are Second Street, Third, First, Fourth, Park, Fifth, Main is number seven. Sixth Street is number eight. Number nine is Oak. And number 10 is Seventh Street.
Well, I'm glad Oak Street gets to represent in ninth place among all the numbers.
Now, common theme names, nature-inspired names, such as Oak, Pine. We have a pine. We have a maple and a cedar. I don't know if we have a maple here. I think we have a cedar. And the names of founders or presidents, okay? In California, many streets are named after Spanish saints, such as El Camino Real. Well, there's an area here, matter of fact, we used to live in it, over across from the high school, it's not Nickerson, what is it? Rambouillet. And when it was developed, it was a combination of tennis and golf. Casals, Nicholas, and is such tennis players, combination tennis players and golfers. And I'm sure that's not the only place around here where there's a common theme on names. Do you remember all the streets that you have lived on?
No, because I lived on a lot of different ones from college. I remember the ones from my childhood very well, but yeah.
Well, yeah, we don't count college because you don't remember anything from college, even what you learned.
I mean, I remember some of them. I do remember some of them. I just don't remember all of them. There was
How many times did you get kicked out? You had to move.
I didn't get kicked out. It's because I had, a place to stay during the, normal school year. Then I had to move during the summer. So every year was two different places. And I was there for 3 years. So that's six different places I had to live.
So didn't you ask if you could, I guess if the room is up, they want to rent it, so they're not going to hold it for you.
Pretty much, yeah. The leases were always just for the normal school year, and then summer living had to be something separate that I had to arrange. Sometimes people did have year-round leases that they had, and so what would happen is when they got done with the school year, they would sublease their room to somebody else during the summer while they went home.
Was it a pain in the neck getting an apartment?
No, there was an overabundance. It was a pain in the neck to find one whose price didn't make me go, ugh, but There was there's plenty of pickings.
Okay, and were they all? Was it just solo?
No, most of these I had to share a room with two other people.
Okay, so.
And that's just a room. So, you know, you do two rooms, that's six people in one little apartment.
How did you get along?
Not well. Well, I just mostly keep to myself. That's why. It's not like we were actively fighting against one another or, you know, up in each other's business. But I prefer the quiet and to keep to myself. And when you go to the biggest party school in at least California, then that's it's not what you get.
Well, I think UC Santa Barbara and maybe Chico State could probably battle out for the party school, or even I think I've heard San Diego State as well.
I didn't know what statistic it was. I just know that UCSB is notorious for its party scene.
So it wasn't like that you disliked them. It was just that there's too many people.
Too many people, and we just didn't have enough interests or things that could actually, like, you know, link us together, because I think it would have been a lot more tolerable if, you know, I had a desire to socialize much with my roommates, but since we had almost nothing in common, it was more so that I was just tolerating their presence.
Or maybe they were tolerating yours.
I'm not doing anything. I'm minding my own damn business.
Well, do you know that irritates some people? Do you know that?
And I guess at the time I didn't.
Damn him.
Oh, damn him, always studying.
So did they try to get you, or did they learn very quickly, is like, don't try to get him to come to the party, or, you know, all that type of stuff?
Oh, I was never invited. If you're a guy, you never get invited to parties unless you're extremely popular.
Okay, all right. So, but somehow you made it.
Somehow I made it, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, my first roommate in college was a slob. He was an absolute, I would say, disgusting slob.
I've got a story about that, actually.
And he ended up in the Hall of Fame at East Tennessee State. He was a quarterback. Mark was out of Orlando, and I couldn't stand it. It drove me absolutely up the wall. And he liked to, shall we say, stay out late and so forth and so on. So I couldn't stand it. So after my first semester, I got Rick from Jersey, and him and I were... what's a word without saying something bad? We were over the top on cleanliness. Let's just put it that way. Okay, we were both maybe a little psychotic about it on keeping things clean, because we had a full bathroom and a full kitchen in our dorm, and it was just the two of us. But we had, even when we would have the guys, we were like, little maids, man, and we'd get ticked off at them if they spilled the beer or pretzel, you know, all that kind of stuff. We were really, I think most people know the word for it. But we got along great. We got along great. No issues there. But Mark, man, he drove me up the wall. And the other thing, too, he had a stereo, and it was back in the day of the 8-tracks, and he only had 2 8-tracks. And he played the same ones every single day. And I got to hate Bo Skaggs and Richard Pryor. That was it.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. City of Atascadero has officially released its 2026 event calendar, allowing residents to plan activities with family and friends. More than 24 events are planned throughout the year. Information about each event, both free and ticketed, can be found at atascadero.com. City of Paso Robles invites the community to attend Coffee with the City, taking place tomorrow at 7:30 in the Patina Room at Cal Coast Brewer, 1346 Railroad Street. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 35 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
I found this one. If only counting business addresses, Main Street is... the most common. That's according to all this extremely important information that you've learned today. All right, we've got 2 more hours to go. This hour brought to you by Berlager Excavation. And they specialize in dozer work for rural and ranch development. Call them 805-674-5141.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.